from a Beis Rashi, seven lines in the bottom. So her papa said, Paris went out, which went out to Chuzatchum, Chazu, B'yamtiv, and they came back in. They haven't lost their place, and you're allowed to carry them. So in Shabbos, you can't carry them anyway. You could carry them now. So it's back to the eager din that you have 2,000 amas in every direction, and the whole city counts like the dalad amas. So you measure your tchum outside of the city. You can eat them where they are. It sounds like for Rashi that if it's chutz the tchumay, your papers which are chutz the tchumay, you can't use them. You can't eat them even, normally they only have dalaramas. Okay, but they have dalaramas. I want to stand there with dalaramas and eat them. So Rashi says that you can't do that either. But since they've come back, they haven't lost their mokum and their mutter to eat. It says, why are they mutter? Because anusim ha'yu ayyadim ha'metziyan, the one who took them out against their will. The parents always have a bit of honors. So the papa said. So the more brought a brisa that Rabbi Chemia and Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov said their osir actually a certain losers I saw me arba am I saying you can't move them below lech you can't eat them. I feel a chaz even if they come back in ela im kain chazu shagigin alva mezid loy. It's only mutter if they come back shagigin. Now, but according to your argument that they're considered anusim, even if they're brought back by mazed by the person who brings them back, it doesn't make a difference. But they themselves are anusim. This is a kashan or papa. So how goes in? So now he the tanya perish yetzuchus etzchum b'shegeg yechelu. But like we've seen in hachav b'chazu, in this brisa, we're not going to the words of b'chazu. So the Tanakhama says, "Veshagi yuchelu, b'makom shehein sham." You eat them where they are. Im yesh adam sheirav loisit said, "There's a person who made an erev and he's able to go there." So they're beyond the tomb of the city, but there's somebody there who's able to go to that. That who's that makom is acceptable for him. Oh, shehoy ben eir acheres smuchon lehem. Or alternatively, there was another city, which that's the tomb of that city. Excuse me. From that city, this area was allowed. So even though from this city the parents are beyond the tchum, but from this city the parents are in the tchum. So if they went out b'shogeg, you can eat them. If they went out b'mezid, you can't eat them. So we don't look at the parents as being onusim. We look at them as depending on what the person did. Okay, that was a Tanakam. The Papa says the Paris are always butter because the Paris didn't do anything. The person did it. Tanakama, the price says not like it says it depends on the person. What was the person? Was he Shagiger Mason? In the Chemya, the Aimer Bimkaimon, so it says Bimkaimon Yechelu, which means Imchazul Bimkaimon Yechelu. If they went back to the original place, then you can eat them. Avashla Bimkaimon. When you're outside the tchum, you can't eat. Now, then the more question, but my bimkema, the shorter bimkema, that which bimkema was mata bimkema, hechi chazu, how did they come back? If it was a case of amazing, your name I feel of amazed, even if they came back amazed, the chashav lo anusim, mavike hotziu, nochrim, hechzi ruhu. And that would be along the lines of what Rapapa said. That Rapapa said that even if it was brought back, the person who brought them back, knowing that he shouldn't do it, doing it anyway. So why would the parents be mutter? Because not the parents' fault. If that's what he meant, which is that's Rapapa's sort of, that can't be because we have before that we have Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov and Rabbi Nechemiah said. It's only mutter if the yachts of the mekayman shagigit. Vatanya achviti behedya Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Nechemya Amri Lada Masurin until they get back shagigit. So you can't learn up this brisa means b'meisa. Okay, so it means like this. So it means you have to understand what it means. They came back with shagigit. Elolav al karchacha hi b'mekayman is b'shagigit gomer. Means they came back with Mekayman b'shagi. So the Gemara suggests if that's what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Chemi are saying to the Tanakhama, says no, it's only mutter because if they come back with Mekayman b'shagi, which means the Tanakhama holds even b'meizit. Chal Tanakhama af b'meizit shori hechad the chazru. Retardi kula islay. So the Tanakhama has two kulas. One, if they went out to the Trum Shagah, you can eat them there. And B, if they are brought back, B'Shagah, you can eat them there. If you brought back B'Mezid, you can eat them there. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Chemi said, no, you cannot eat them if they're beyond their Malkim. And even in their Malkim, they're only Mutter if they're brought back B'Shagah, not B'Mezid.
So wait, the Tanakhama is... It's not like Rav Papa either, right? Because of the Shalabim Kalam. Because Rav Papa said you couldn't eat him Shalabim Kalam, right?
Papa just said that if they went out and they came back with maize, you can eat them.
Yeah, but I thought the Rashi was taking the view that if it's Shalabim Kalam, that Rav Papa said that you can't eat them. No.
Right, so that part he can accept Rabbi Chemi and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The two points are not really totally zebazet. It's two different machlokos.
Right, so what they were really challenging with Papa about was
his sora of the sora of anusim. Right.
Yeah, eating a bebekama. So now we, at this stage, we've got a raya for Papa.
Right. I mean, the truth is, the other point in Rav Papa it's not obvious that he said that. That's not really his point.
Right.
So what is his point?
His point, Rav Papa's point was that even though the person who brought them back willfully, when you talk about the isser on the item itself, it plays no role because it is it's an inanimate object. So it's like an earnest. We said the same way that you have when the person, in the case of the mission, when the person is being moved by, against his will by the nochrim, they took him here, they took him there. When he comes back, he's mutter. So Paris said the same thing as the person who was moved against its will. That was the Papa's point. We look at
the process is not what's the end result. Basically, the end where it ends up. That's sort of.
Well,
only because didn't matter. The process didn't matter, which is what we're thinking about. I mean, that's what they're arguing about. The process.
Well, his point is the process doesn't matter because the item didn't play the role in the process. The halacha truma was on the item, not the person.
Oh, that's right.
And the item didn't do anything. So we are from the water, not from the item. So why should the item be mutter? The same way in the case of the Mishnah, the person was when the person is being dealt with as an object. Right? He was picked here and put there, and he's picked here and put there. He's mutter. So what's in the person? Other fruits.
So why shouldn't the item be mutter?
So why shouldn't it be mutter? That's her Papa's point. Her point is we look at a piece of fruit the same as a person who was moved against his will. Right? But the person who moved them willfully. I don't care about the person. It's the case of Mishnah. Also, they moved them willfully, but it doesn't make a difference in the person. So, I mean, if you'd want to say the Mishnah, the Kiddush of the Mishnah is that we deal with the person like an object. So to Papa, so it means the object of mutter if you move them against their will. That's what Papa was saying. So, but the Morris said, we have a Bryce that said, not like that. That we look at the case of mission was, it was Goyim doing it. So they're irrelevant. But the case that we hear was a person, a Jew, doing it willfully. We look at what his intent was. Elalav, akar ha'ayim, b'kamen b'shege kamer. So then we have to clarify into the Brisa that there's two arguments. So, b'chzurim has a b'chik tani. Pairs which went out to them, the Tanakhama says, b'shar geg yechel, b'mezel yechel. Then the Tanakhama says, when is that? When there's shalavim kaimon. Shalavim kaimon, shalachoz, who do b'mezel yechel? In the case they're taken up b'mezel, and there's shalavim kaimon, then you can't eat them. Imelzah b'mezel. Abuchazah b'mkaimon, b'mezel na b'yechel. If they're brought back, even if it's brought back b'mezel, they can be eaten. And came Rabbi Nechemya, Vasir Rabbi Nechemya Lameymar, even Bimkaimon, Nami, Haibashag Yechelo, Bemezel Yechelo, the comer, Ashalabim Kaimon, Eno came. First of all, Shalabim Kaimon, that's irrelevant. Allah Mekaimon Itmar, Dim Chazul Bimkaimon, Bishagag Yechelo, even Mezel Yechelo. So it comes out, but Tanakama, he said, Rapapa, so we've proven that the Tanakama agrees to Rapapa's point that they come back with Mezid, they're mutter. Okay, that's what we got to in the Gemara. So Mora says, since the Braisa has written in the case of Bim Kerman, has to talk about the case of Bishargeg, is the Tanakhama is not even b'mezid, so we see that he agrees to Rapapa's din. So holding the more, what is it, nine lines down? 11 lines down. Lo. Where it says, no, I can understand the Braisa differently. B'mezid b'mkaimon the kuliyam will apply the osur, but both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Nechemya hold not like her papa that if it's brought back b'mkaimon b'mezid it's osur. So what's the machlokes? So achav b'shagig shlo b'mkaimon pligi. Tanakhama said Rabbi b'shagig shari shlo b'mkaimon. Rabbi Nechemya said Rabbi b'shagig fill shagig b'shagig b'mkaimon in shlo b'mkaimon loy. So that's where the argument is. The argument isn't on b'mezid b'mkaimon when they come back to their place. They're arguing on when they're shaloi b'mkaimon, and but that happened b'shargeg, is that mutter also? Tanakhama says yes, Rechemya says no. The Mora says no, that's not a good pshat. So then we have nobody like your papa. Or better, we have Rabbi Nechemya saying explicitly not like your papa. And we have the Tanakhama, which we have no proof that he argues on that. Said Rabbi Papa's Shrir. Morris says no.
You have who saying explicitly not like Rabbi Papa?
Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Lezman Yaakov.
Wait, I mean, start saying that Kuliyamala pleaded also. You know, if you're talking about
B'mezid, right?
Yeah,
B'mkaimon. Right, so means everybody holds... Well, Rabbi Nechemya says it explicitly, another b'raisa. Right?
Right.
And that's how we have no proof that Tanakhama argues. So that's a Sir Papa Shrir. The Mora says no.
What does this Rabbi Nechemya
say specifically? Rabbi Nechemya says only mutter came back with shagi. According to Rabbi Papa, even if it came back with b'mezid, it's mutter. And they say that's they say explicitly. As she asked him to come and shug again. That's the first price of the Mora brought on Mem Alpha and Beis. The Mora asked the Kasha and the Papa from the price. The price says, only if they come back, but shug again. Because the Papa, even if they come back, amaze it. So that's explicitly not like a Papa. And this other price, which we're talking about now, the Tanakhama, we don't have a proof that Tanakhama argues on that. So the Papa is stuck. Mora says no. That can't be pshat in the rice. What midikoni sefer Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Armim la'olam asurin ashiyasu lemekaimon shagigin. They're always us until they come back b'shagig. Shagigin b'mezid lo. They're stressing. It's only mutter when they come back b'shagig. Why are they stressing that? The Tanakhama agrees to that. Why are they stressing that? Michal Tanakhama sarah b'mezid nami shori. apparently the Tanakhama holds me, it's also mutter. Shami no. So that's a good proof, and that means the Tanakhama agrees to Rav Papa that even if they came back with Mezid, they're mutter. Yeah. So Rashi. Lo. V'meizid, afilu b'mekarmon, the Tanakhama osur. The Tanakhama agrees, when it came back v'meizid, it's osur, because it's, once it went out, it came back v'meizid, it's osur. Masizun lo techzuri, we will not say, kesa b'chzur mechzu b'hochi k'tani, elekid k'tani, lo ari Tanakhama, b'chazor klal. Tanakhama is not discussing kesa b'chazor. He's discussing what's the locha, chutzim k'ayma. So Tanakhama is talking about Shlomim Kaimon, and he says B'shegig is mutter b'mezid it's osur. Rebbe Chaim is Shlomim Kaimon osur lafluget. Rebbe Chaim is coming and saying, even Rebbe Chaim stresses b'mekaimon. That's not the point where they argue. Everybody agrees b'mekaimon b'mezid is osur. The Gemara is saying the point of their argument is Shlomim Kaimon. Because how does Rebbe Chaim say it? That which you said, Shlomim Kaimon, B'shagig is mutter, that's not true. The only case of B'shagig is mutter is the case of Bim Kaimon. That's how he says it. But Shlomim Kaimon is always also. Shlomim Kaimon also the Kamer Tanakama, Shagig Yechelu. Vashim the Kamer the Memer, Hai Chilik, do you have to be Shagig the Mesid? This idea that you're saying Shagig is mutter, Mesid is also. Shlomim Kaimon into that wouldn't make that concept was it's not applicable to Shlomim Kaimon because that's always us. Elabim Kaimon, the only place where it's applicable is the case of it was brought back to Kaimon. Chazubim Kaimon Yechelu. Bahai Shagi is a Kamarta. That which you said Shagi is Mutter, that's in the case of Chazubim Kaimon. That's where Shagi is Mutter. If Shlomim Kaimon was taken there, Shlomim Kaimon cannot eat it. So then we have nobody saying like Rapapa. Where says no. It's stressing they're always usher until you have Chazara Lim Kaimon B'Shagigin. Now he's stressing that because of the Tanakham argues on that. So first of all, I mean that's clear in Rebbe Chaim that there's no heter shlobim kaimon. And the Tanakhama says there is. And then it's still, and Rebbe Chaim said a second point, that even pim kaimon, which is no longer the proper shlobim kaimon, depends how it got back. Tanakhama says, I don't care how it got back. Tanakhama b'mezid pim kaimon na mishori. Even if it came back with Mezid, it's still mutter. So how do I know that? Dichara kula hu de mekel. If all the Tanakhama is being mekel, it's one kula. Rebbe Chaim about hu de poli. And that's all Rebbe Chaim is arguing about. So they're arguing about what's the status of shaloi bim kaimon b'shoge. That's the whole argument. Bim kaimon, everybody agrees, but Mezid is also shoge is mutter. They're arguing on Shalabim Kaimon Bishagig. That's the argument. That's your suggestion. Okay. Rechema Bahu Hudapalig, he only argues over there. Hakli Boyle Misni. Kiritanya Bikamaisa, Bim Kaimon Yechelu. Shalabim Kaimon Yechelu. That's all he has to say. Manoya Dana, that Shagig, the Sharitana Kama, Shalabim Kaimon, Kaasa. He's by stressing that Bishav Mekayman is mutter, Shalom Mekayman is awesome, and that's all you have to. That's all he said. I understand that Shalom Mekayman is awesome. Period. Right. Vanoya Dano, that he's referring to a case of Shoge. In other words, Rashi is saying, well, maybe he didn't want to say like that because you'll think he's someone who has a mezid. No, because the Tanakhama holds mezid also also. So what's the Tanakhama said, Shaloi bim kaiman, b'shergeg eat it, b'mezid don't eat it. Rebbe Chaim should come and say, Shaloi bim kaiman, you don't eat. So what does he mean? Even Meshaige. Because the Tanakama, you go back to the Tanakama, it was then Meshaige, you knew he did it. And like that, and that's Meshaige, the Tanakama, the Tanakama, Shlom Mekaiman, Kasher Mekaiman, the Memer, how the Shaige, Shari, be Mekaiman, who the Shari, Shlom Mekaiman, Loi. No, there's no heter of Shlom Mekaiman, Shaige. Only the case which is, what the Meshaige is, be Mekaiman, when it comes back. But he didn't say that, Rabbi Nechemiah. He said more. He didn't get so emotional. He used to tell you that b'mekayman it's mutter b'shagig and that's it. What's listen? The oil masur and ad sheyachzu shagig. So Shami know that l'tanakam. Shemoye the Tanakama. He heard the Tanakama. The Shari Hecha the Ika Chada Leter. The Tanakama says Mutter. As long as you have one element of Heter, you go in. Shagig Shlomim Mekayman or Meizib Mekayman. Tanakama has two coolers. Once it's Mekayman, it's always Mutter. Whether Shagig or Meizib, and Shlomim Mekayman, the Shagig is Mutter. So either one is valid. Kibin Ika Chada Letibusa because it has something for its merit. So the Rebbe Chaim says, it's always Osir until you have both. Tanakama says either one is enough. So either one is mutter, and Rebbe Chaim says you need both to make it mutter. So that comes out. The Tanakama holds that coming back b'meizid is mutter, like your papa. That's the Chokas Tanoi. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. What about two dots and then Bezim and Aleph? Hoye Mahalat Kmeni Day at Tchum Shabbos. A person is going and he doesn't know where the Tchum is. So we have a cool over here. Mahalach Apayim Psiyos Benanios Mizoyhi Tchum Shabbos. He has a right to walk 2,000 average steps. And that's considered, he has a right to rely. That's an Amar. 2,000 average steps forward, obviously. Okay. Now, that statement is not controversial. But the next statement that Reb Nachman is to say the name of Shmuel is a Machlokes.
I'm confused. The only forward? I mean, why not in each direction?
No, what I mean to say is 2,000 steps doesn't mean if you go like this.
Okay.
It means it keeps moving in one direction. That's forward. Whatever direction you're facing towards, that'll be forward. Okay.
So it's really half of a normal. Normal.
Why is it half of a normal thumb?
Otherwise, you can do 2,000 in any direction. And now we're saying 2,000 in the direction that he's started already. You can't turn around and go 2,000 in the opposite direction.
No, he could.
Oh, he could.
Right. I just meant forward as opposed to moving sideways. He gets 2,000 steps. It doesn't mean he only counts 2,000 steps. It means if he's going this way, he gets 2,000 steps.
Right.
He can go back to here and go 2,000 steps that way. That's fine with me. Okay. Zot the Gemara. V'omer Nachman Amar Shmuel. The second statement of Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Okay. Shabbos Bebika. The person, beginning of Shabbos, he was in an open area. Bika is an open area. Open area fields usually. Literally a valley. And so he gets 2,000 amas in all directions. Okay. He wakes up in the morning. The Goyim built a fence around the area. The whole area became fenced in. And Rashi points out this is that it was heck of a dira. There was houses there. There was something there which they normally because there's no houses there. It's just the fields. So even if it's enclosed, it's not a heck of a dira. So you can't carry in it. It's more than base society. You can't carry in it. But the case is there a makif of a dira. So mahalach apay mamos. You have your same 2,000 amos. Umataltu b'kul ayin ezrika. You can carry. In the side of it, And if the since the mechitza was more than 2,000 amas, mechitza was the whole bika, which is quite large. So you can't walk past 2,000 amas, but there's no issue of tiltzel. So if you want to throw an item in this area, you're allowed to throw the item. Because if 2,000 amas is here, the heck if they built this here, so he can only walk till here, but it's enclosed. So you're allowed to carry inside an enclosure. Right? So he could continue to carry something beyond his tchum. You can't walk there, but he can throw. Assuming that item, he started here. He has 2,000 amas. There was an item here, beginning of Shabbos, so it has 2,000 amas also. So he gets there, he picks it up, and he can throw it over here, even though it's beyond his tchum, but it's inside of the hekev, that's mutter. Okay? So that's Shmuel seconded. So the issue over here, the chiddush over here is the hilchus tiltel, not the hilchus halicha.
Now I'm confused about it. Can you take an object and take it outside of its tchum?
No.
Even though there's no problem of hotza.
No. Okay. That's why I gave the example that he started Shabbos here. So he has 2,000 amas from here. The item started Shabbos here. And it's 2,000 amas from here.
Yeah.
It wasn't his item necessarily. Well, it could be, it depends on, you know, if you hold Hefker, if it was Hefker, so it had no Tchum to start with, period. Uh-huh. But it wasn't Hefker, its Tchum is here. So he wants to move it, so he can move it within that item's Tchum, even though it's beyond his Tchum, but how can he move it? He can move by throwing it. But there's a problem of, you can't carry.
How does he get to it if he's not allowed to walk, though?
He can walk to the Zanamas.
It's within his 2,000
amas
to walk.
No.
Throwing, you're saying he's throwing.
He's here. Right? So he has 2,000 amas till here. There's an item here within his 2,000 amas.
Okay.
It started here, so it has 2,000 amas till here. But that's very nice. So you're dealing with the hill of tchum, you're okay. But the problem is you can't carry on Shabbos. Well, beginning of Shabbos, there was no enclosure. Because there was a enclosure beginning of Shabbos, and he was Shabbos inside the enclosure. He gets the whole enclosure to carry. The whole enclosure is like Dalet Amas. But there was no enclosure at the beginning of Shabbos. They made it in the middle of Shabbos. But now it's enclosed. So, okay, now it's enclosed. There's no way sort of carrying. So he walks till here, he picks up the item over here, he's allowed to carry, goes till here, and then throws it until the end, right before the fence. He's okay, because it's inside of a fence, and it's not beyond the item's tchum, even though it's beyond his tchum, but he's not walking there. There's no way of throwing outside of your tchum. Restate the case. In the case of Yom Tov, there's always some carrying, you can throw an item beyond your tchum, even though it's, as long as it's not beyond the item's tchum. Right. So, but over here, the issue with Shabbos is that this new hekev is mutter.
Yeah, that's real
good. Okay. Comes from Rahuna. Rahuna says, no. Mahalakha paimah, magzunta hates. You can carry 2,000 amas. Excuse me, you can walk 2,000 amas. Umatalta dalan amas. You're allowed to. In the Taltal, we deal with regards to the carrying as if there's no mechitz at all. So, you only carry Dalet Amas. In other words, Reb Nachman assumed like this. There's no question that you're here, you can walk to the end of your tchum and carry. The chiddush over here, what he said, you can even carry beyond your tchum. How do you do that? By throwing. Rav Huna says, not only can you not throw beyond your tchum, you can't carry till your tchum. You can't carry more than Dalet Amas. It's got to be tilt, so we deal with it as if there's no wall. Now, we had before that a mechitza which is not a b'Shabbos, when it wasn't done, b'Isser, is a valid mechitza. So Rav Nachman's right. So what's Rav Huna saying? The Mor says, "Nitalta b'kula yedei zrika." So, A, that which Rav Nachman said you're allowed to carry beyond your tomb, why does he disagree with that? The Mor says, okay, we're afraid So that we understand, we're going to allow you to throw the item, we're afraid you're going to end up walking with the item or going to the item that you threw. And that's beyond your tchum. The Mora says, okay, but Balpayim, me is the Talta Kiyur, okay, but let him carry within the 2,000 that he's allowed to walk, he should be allowed to carry. Kiyur, okay, without throwing, just carry, normal carry. So Mora says, no. We have this idea before that if you have an enclosed area which has a pirtza more than 10 amas to another makam, and that other makam is not an area which where tiltal is mutter, you lose your hetter to carry in the first place also.
Because it's open to the other
area. Well, this the machitza is way out here. His tum is here. So you tell me he's allowed to carry inside of his tum, but there's no wall between his tum and the rest. So it's porous to makam aser. So you can't carry. So what does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman holds that which you can't carry is not a loch. Based on Hilchos machitza, you'd be allowed to carry there. The problem here is Hilchos tum. You can't walk there. So it's not that you can't carry there. You can, right? It's that you can't walk there. So male, it's impossible to carry there. She says, "I guess we can hold. You can carry there." So I don't see that the mukam is a mukam or a tiltal. The cases are a case where you have a mukam which there's a heto tiltal, the mukam where there's an iser tiltal as based on mukam, and there's a period of more than 10 amas between the two. So you lose your right to carry here, because over here it was intrinsically a problem carrying. Over here, there's no problem in carrying. In this case, it's a problem with tum. That's not a problem in Hilchos Hitzor. But Rav Huna is saying, but practically, you can't carry this. It goes into the issue of being part of the makam also. Okay, so comes a chiyah bar Rav. Mahalach apayimam, umatatul apayimam. She says. He doesn't hold the heter of Zrika. You can't hold the heter of Zrika because that's beyond your tchum. But you're allowed to carry inside of your tchum, which would be the Kari holds like Rav Nachman that it's not called the Mokum Osir law. But he holds like Rav Huna that there's Xeri, you might be Yimoshe Achachevse. Versus Kaman, Zaloiki Rav Nachman, Zaloiki Rav Huna. That's neither like Rav Nachman nor like Rav Huna. Okay, so what's the Mora's kasha? The Mora says, once you agree to Rav Huna, you make this gzeira that you cannot carry, you cannot throw, because you might end up walking there. So once there's an issur of throwing there, it becomes a makom, which is also betiltel. And now your 2,000 amis are poured to a makom, which is also betiltel. Rav Nachman only argued, zot the Gemara, because Rav Nachman held you allowed to throw there, so there's no makom which is also betiltel. But the Mora is saying that Rechiya bar Rav should agree that if Rav Huna is right that you cannot throw there, thereby making that place a place which is prohibited to carry. So now the 2,000 amas is open directly to a place you cannot carry. You cannot carry in the 2,000 amas either. So Mora says Ema metaltel barba. What he meant to say was you can only carry 4 amas. Mursi Yahki Hanu, the Rav Huna means he's saying like Rav Huna. Mursi Ema Vachinomer Rav Chibarav. So the correct version of what Rav Chibarav is, we brought a Nachu, we brought Rav Huna. And we said, and Rav Chibarav also says like Rav Huna. Okay. Let's see Rashi. See a Ben and Nis? The average step that a person takes from his place his foot is originally, he moves forward in Amma. Shabbos Abika, Yeshloi, Mekarimoi, Apaim, Amalacharuach. He started Shabbos in Abika, he has got 2,000 Amma's all directions. Vikifu and Nachim Mechitzes B'Shabbos. They close the area on Shabbos, the Dira, and they close in for the purpose of living there. They close it with intention to live in there. Dilav Hachi, if they didn't close the Ladiro, Yersin Beis Asayim, Lo Mishteri, the Taltuliba, El Daladamas, an area which is enclosed more than Beis Asayim, not Ladiro, is also to carry. So this whole discussion is irrelevant. No, they enclose it Ladiro, so it's Musa to carry. 50 by 100. Right. So it's 5,000 square amas, and this is 40,000 square amas, so it's quite large. Right. Or, and a little more. So Nachman came along in the name of Shmuel and said, Mahalach Baalpai. So if the mechitzas had been there at the beginning of Shabbos, and he was Shabbos in the mechitzas, the lachas, we deal with the area that you're Shabbos inside of as if it's 4 amas. That's your house. You have a very big house. Right, but there's no din of tchum on your... You know, so listen, beginning of Shabbos, you're in this spot in your house, you get 2,000 amas in this spot. The whole house is... Well, I have a big chotzer, also good. I have a big, very big chotzer, also good. I have a big city, walled city, also good. I have a walled bika, also good. If it hadn't been there at the beginning of Shabbos. But that doesn't help him, because it wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos. The Bechidas don't give the whole Bika Aloch of Daladamas. The Chir meaning the Kolabayas Kuloi Kedaladamas, that the whole house is like what is Daladamas, Hecha the Shabbos, Ba'abra, Mechitzes, Mibadyar. That's where you were at the beginning of Shabbos. So that becomes your Mokim, and your Mokim is the whole house. Of the Hecha, the Mishas Shvisa, the beginning of Shabbos, Lohavim Mechitzes, there was no walls there, Lo, that's not going to work. I feel the Rabbi Gamil Da'omer, Ba'atzi Uhu, Nachim, Menosnu, Bedir, or Bissar. So now, so Rashi, I understand. So your argument is it depends on what was there at the beginning of Shabbos. Well, that's not true, according to Rabbi Gamliel. He said a case where a person was brought up beyond his tchum, against his will, put down in an enclosure, he gets the whole enclosure. So you see, you don't need the, where he started at the beginning of Shabbos. No. I feel the Rabbi Gamliel, Domer Ba'atziu, Nachim, Venasnu B'dir B'sar. Dalbakaz L'Shabbos Shabbos Ba'avar Mechitzis. Nasus like Arba Amis, Umhalachas Kula, you get the whole enclosure. Hasimhu, over here that's true. Why? The Mishotzi Uhu, Nachrim, Enel Arba Amis, he only gets 4 amis. So in that 4 amis that he gets, he kiluk komim etzloi liosloi hekim mechitzas karba amis. So he sold the Gabi the Lach of Dalad Amis, it's a Lach of Dalad Amis. So this is a cooler when a person who's stuck with only daladamas will be, you know, will be a little, will be imaginative and give him a little bit extra space. The case where he's not stuck with daladamas, he has 2,000 amas. He's a free person. He has 2,000 amas to walk. We have no need to be makel and consider the area. The closed area daladamas. Vitaida, Zoravuna, Mechiba Rav, Tamina de Rav, Nino, Omer Rav Allah Hakram Gamil, Bedir Vassar, Rav passing like Ramil by Dir and Sar. They're Tamina of Rav. Well, Asri, Kishmul, they hold that it's also like Shmuel, so how do you fit that? But so you see, must be this Allah is even true like Rav Gamil. The truth is, when I see Zanami Hachi Tanan, the Kabon Parakets in Ma'abrin. Fine. It says, Umoide Sha'omru, when they're measuring it, Nashla Paim Amo, it gets 2,000 Amos, and that's it. A philosoph midosa kola bimu'oro, Enaloi Ka'arba Amos. The initial there says, if the 2,000 amas ended up at the end of in an enclosed area, in the case of over here being a cave, which is enclosed, so he doesn't get the whole cave. He only gets up to where his tchum went. We don't consider like Arba Amas. So here is a case where he wasn't beyond his tchum. He was walking on Shabbos and he ended up arriving in a spot which is enclosed, which and that enclosure extends beyond its 2,000 amos. So Zot Mishli, that's it. You stop there. So the person reaches the end of his tchum in the middle of an enclosure. So that's it. That's all you have a right to go. So you don't consider the enclosure like Dalet Amos. I, Rabbi Gamliel, said it's still like Dalet Amos. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't argue over there. So what's the difference? The difference has to be like I'm saying. Rabbi Gamliel's case was a case where he went beyond the tchum, and he stuck with a kanas of only Dalet Amos, or a halacha of only Dalet Amos. So we created a kula. If they put him inside an enclosure, what we make, I'll give the enclosure a heter, because he needs a heter. The guy stuck in Dalet Amos. It's pretty difficult. But over here, we don't see Nochem, Menosnuba, Mahalakas Kula. It had the same case been. So here you have two guys, right? So it's Chet and Iskir in a certain sense, right? One fellow's Tchum is here. One fellow's Tchum is here. They both set a Shabbos in different places. He set a Shabbos here, he set a Shabbos here. There's a Mora here. So this guy walks Behetr till the Mora, and the Mora extends all the way over here. He goes till here, and that's it. The other guy went till here, going. Picked him up, stuck him inside of the Mora. He gets the whole Mora. What's the difference? Because something bad happened, then he gets the whole Mora. What's the pshat? There's as much of that. Like I'm saying, it's the sort that I'm saying, Rush. Look, Rush.
Who only gets so far?
The person who went behetter to the end of his tomb only gets the end of his tomb. But the Mora will send him a bays. The Mora says, a person didn't make an Erev to the. So the city the person started in counts like Dalet Amos. But the next city over is not that. That's not true. So a person's tchum ends in the middle of the city. That's where he goes, and he stops there. Oh, I'm in the middle of the city. I don't care. I'm in the middle of the city. There's a wall around the city. I don't care. You only get to the end of your tchum, and that's it. The case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was where he went beyond the tchum, and he was stuck in there. Then you get the whole city.
Well,
Goyim
took him
in. A case of where he was taken out against his will. Matata Bakula. But Reb Nachman says that the enclosure works that you're allowed to carry. Not only you're allowed to carry inside the 2,000 amos, but you're allowed to carry beyond the 2,000 amos. How is that possible? Tilchutz l'apayim, she'en l'rishus l'halach, mutzah natal tal yedei zrika. You can throw it, klarim, mutzah lizrik shom. You're allowed to throw there. Dekayim alon, mechitza asuya b'shav, v'shomah mechitza, z'vela mechitza. Obviously, we understand the Masech Alpayim, Matatza Kedarka, the Mechitza, you know, there's walls you want to carry. Ravuna said, no, Matatza Barba Amis, Kilo Hoysa Mechitza. You only can carry Dalet Amis as if there's no wall, no Mechitza's there. Matamir Arba Lo, you can't go to more than four. Philip Azrika, you can't throw it either. Lashali Lon, Bain Tiltil, Kiur Kedar Tiltil Azrika. There's no difference in you can't carry on Shabbat. The person who shows around me can't throw it. Well, I didn't carry it, I threw it. That's also called moving an item. So what was Reb Nachman's point of difference between throwing and carrying? Reb Nachman was bet some place is a mutter to carry, but I have a problem, I can't walk there. It's good to throw there. That's a problem in me, I can't walk. The Shalom Ben Utilta Ki Urche, the Tilta of the Zrik Alabama Makam Shamutter the Talta, Vashil Halach. So he can't carry, he can't walk there, but he's allowed to carry. Welcome to Mutter Lahalak. Place you're allowed to walk. You show the Talta Bazrika, show him the Talta Kirucha. Then there's no difference in throwing or carrying. If it's, you're not allowed to carry one, Tavayo's here, but you can't do either. Given the Asir, the Ravuna, the Talta, Bapayim, Shalai, Philip, Zrika, Nami, Osir, Time, and Farshawals. So you can't do Zrika either. Okay, let's hold it here.